Good evening, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom with a look at your latest local news. Cabinet met on the 22nd of April where they confirmed a temporary entry permit, approved a coastal work permit for a dock, and cleared the 2025 financial statements for the Finance and Education Ministries for submission to Parliament. Members endorsed recommendations for the Little Cayman Airport redevelopment and authorized supplementary funding requests. Drafting instructions were approved for amendments to the Customs Tariff Act and the Border Control Prohibited Goods Order. A multi-agency group will be formed to review legislation on sexual offences and online safety. Cabinet also noted updates on the Resilience Index project and government's financial report for January to February 2026. You can find full cabinet summary on gov.ky. On Wednesday, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration announced a $9 million relief package in the face of rising fuel prices and temperatures. The Progressive Opposition says it welcomes the move as it includes a measure to waive fuel import duty, a key element in Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart's private member's motion before the House.
From the outset, our focus has been on delivering real, immediate relief to Caymanians who are feeling the strain of rising fuel costs.
Mr. McTaggart's motion, which was scheduled to be brought to Parliament today, set out a, quote, practical and immediate solution to address rising fuel costs. The opposition says government's relief package reflects the need for action.
We welcome this step and look forward to ensuring that the measures introduced provide meaningful and sustained relief for our people.
The PPM says it will continue to advocate for clear, accountable, and effective solutions for the people of the Cayman Islands. The Health Practice Amendment Bill was also passed in the House on Wednesday, giving Cabinet the power to set standards for registered practitioners. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Tabling the bill in the House, Health Minister the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes told MPs this has been a long time coming.
For years, the Public Accounts Committee called for decisive action, directing the ministry responsible for health to provide a clear plan to develop and roll out a national healthcare standards program. Today, that long-standing mandate is finally being honored.
Minister Ebanks says the bill's adoption signals, quote, decisive commitment to elevating national healthcare standards.
A safe and effective healthcare system requires more than individual professionalism, goodwill, or minimal legal requirements. It requires clear, enforceable standards grounded in law and updated to reflect the latest international best practice. I rise today to introduce a bill that will provide for the development of this framework.
The minister says these standards, related to things like patient consent, prescribing and handling medicine, and clinical trials and research, will help strengthen the regulatory framework for health practitioners in the Cayman Islands, promote consistency across the healthcare sector, and reinforce the protection of patients and the public, working in partnership with the health practice bodies, the councils, and Health Practice Commission.
This is ultimately a public protection measure. Licensed healthcare professionals are entrusted with people's lives, health, and their well-being. It is therefore appropriate that the law should provide for clear, modern, and consistent overarching standards while still relying on the councils to add specifics to those standards, regulate their professions, uphold discipline, oversee training requirements, and promote high standards of conduct and performance.
You can find the bill online at gov.ky/publications. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. In other local news, the Health Services Authority is looking to expand its dental offerings, issuing a new tender to design a dental service suite in central Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The Anthony S. Eden Hospital is reaching out to firms for design and cost estimating services for a new 6,000-square-foot dental clinic next to the Shining Stars Childhood Care and Education Center at Pasadora Place. According to the request for proposals, the Pasadora Dental Clinic is set to feature, quote, 11 individual dental surgery suites focused on patient comfort, safety, and efficiency. The project documents say the focus of the design will be to create an environment that prioritizes patients' privacy and confidentiality, quote, enhancing the patient's experience and providing reassurance during their visits. The clinic's design must incorporate advanced dental technology that will support a wide range of dental services such as orthodontics, dental implantology, and pediatric dentistry. The proposed renovation includes transforming the existing shell and core into a fully functional clinical space. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. The request for proposal closes on the 13th of May, and you can learn more by heading to cayman.bonfirehub.com. Radio Cayman Evening News. The Department of Agriculture is responding to a surge in spiral whitefly infestations on Grand Cayman, with more than 300 reports received. The pest leaves spiral egg patterns and produces wax and honeydew that can lead to sooty mold. Limited spray teams are operating and delays are expected. Department of Agriculture Director Wilbur Welcome is asking for patience and encouraging residents to use approved treatments and proper protective equipment. Officials continue to monitor the situation and urge vigilance, and more information will be provided when it becomes available. The Economics and Statistics Office has launched fieldwork for the Spring 2026 Labor Force Survey and Quality of Life Survey, which began on Sunday, the 26th of April. The Labor Force Survey measures employment, unemployment, and levels of participation in the labor market, while the Quality of Life Survey examines well-being, financial stability, social inclusion, community belonging, and overall health perceptions. Approximately 2,000 randomly selected households will be visited by trained ESO interviewers carrying official identification. The ESO is thanking residents who've contributed to past surveys and is encouraging continued cooperation this spring. All responses are protected by the Statistics Act 2016 revision and cannot be disclosed or accessed through Freedom of Information requests. Anyone seeking more information or past results surveys can contact the ESO on 516-3329 or 949-0940, or they can visit eso.ky. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has completed a major international investigative training program aimed at boosting leadership and investigative standards across the British Overseas Territories. Radio Cayman's Paul Akal reports.
Working with the International Policing Assistance Service and the UK College of Policing, the RCIPS delivered the Senior Investigating Officer OTIP 3 course between the 2nd and the 20th of March. 22 officers from the Cayman Islands, Anguilla, and the British Virgin Islands took part in the three-week course, which is regarded as one of the UK's top investigative leadership qualifications. The program included scenario-based training, critical incident management, and advanced investigative techniques aligned with global policing standards. Officers received College of Policing certificates at a formal ceremony marking their achievement. Chief Inspector Wade Chase said the training strengthens investigative capability across the overseas territories and ensures officers are prepared to lead complex cases with professionalism and integrity. The RCIPS says more training opportunities are planned as part of its ongoing development strategy. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. Little Cayman was the place to be this past weekend as the island hosted its 13th annual agriculture show at Blossom Village Park. CIG TV's Liana Jarvis reports.
The show featured produce and plant sales, animal exhibits, craft showcases, live entertainment, and crowd favorite competitions, including the tug of war and coconut toss. Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, officially declared the event open. Speaking to the government's focus on food security, backyard farming, and sustainability in small island communities.
And you know, for generations, Caymanians knew how to fish. We knew how to grow anything, and we knew how to provide for our families and for ourselves. And that knowledge built these islands. And that's why now in a world of rising costs and global uncertainty, we're being reminded of something very simple. We cannot continue to depend on importing everything into our islands. And that is why, as the Deputy Director mentioned, that the Cayman Islands National Food and Nutrition Security Policy is so important. Because that policy sets a direction to grow more of what we eat, to support our farmers, not only commercial but backyard farmers as well, and to build a stronger, more resilient Cayman Islands. And here in Little Cayman, you are already doing that.
A raffle grand prize of $1,000 added to the excitement with competition category awards presented at close of day. Organizers say plans for next year's show are already underway.
Finally, Freedoms Imagined, Freedoms Won, Long Celia and Elizabeth Jane Trusty opens tomorrow. It's the newest exhibition at the National Museum based on the research and scholarship of Dr. Roy Murray, with Brian Watler Jr. serving as the lead curator. The exhibition focuses on two enslaved women, Elizabeth Jane Trusty and Long Celia, whose lives show different paths towards freedom. National Museum, Brian Watler Jr.
And these aren't fictional characters from long ago. Long Celia and Elizabeth Jane Trusty were real documented enslaved women of the early 19th century.
As a part of the exhibition programming, the National Museum is hosting a speaker series lecture and discussion on Tuesday called We Had Slaves, Sir, with Dr. Murray at the Harquill Studio Theatre. That's your evening news update from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.